The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
Now, you may have seen the extraordinary story of Sean Killeen. Sean Killeen was on the sort of holiday of a lifetime fishing trip in Alaska. He was on a relatively small, I think what they call them is bush plane, where he was transiting from one area of Alaska to another when it all went badly wrong. He's with us this morning. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Anton. How are you doing?
I am very good. I suspect I'm probably doing better than you, given the traumatic recent days that you've had. Give us a sense, first of all, where were you when this happened?
So we were in Lake Clark National Park. It's about 160 miles to the west of Saldona on the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska.
And you got onto a de Havilland Beaver, which is a single propeller or is that twin engine?
Yeah, it's a single propeller plane. The plane we were on had six seats in it. So there was a small group of us going fly fishing. It was the pilot, a fishing guide, two other civilians and myself and my father-in-law. And we were out looking for Arctic grayling in the lakes and rivers there.
And what happened?
So we arrived, we left Baldachna and we flew for maybe 90 minutes and landed and went fishing and had, you know, like a great day fishing. And then we kind of hiked back to the plane, and 7 minutes after takeoff, the plane went down into the side of the mountains.
Now, can you describe that? When you say went down, what was your first indication that something was wrong? Because you and your father-in-law, I assume, are sitting beside each other on a small, but albeit normal plane.
Yeah, so I guess the geography of the lake was like a natural amphitheater. There was kind of steep mountains on three sides of it, and we kind of circled the lake a few times on the water, getting ready to take off. And shortly after takeoff, then I noticed the pilot. I guess we all noticed the pilot doing like a hard left bank, so the plane nearly turned on its side, and we tried to swing around to the left. I kind of thought to myself that this was a strange maneuver for our height in the air at the time. And shortly after that, in a space of maybe 10 seconds, I could see trees really close to the wings, and then we crashed. There's no indication from the pilot that we were going down, no kind of real chance to brace ourselves, but a couple of seconds I could kind of reach my hands up and to the wall beside me and kind of try and press myself into place as best I could. And then the plane crashed down into the trees.
Were you conscious for the entire crash?
Yeah, I was conscious for the entire crash. Yeah, it kind of felt like three big bangs we got. So there was initial impact of hitting and smashing through some trees, like we kind of threw the trunks of the trees, really. And then there was another two follow-on impacts where I guess we glided for a second and then the plane's right wing hit the ground and then the plane kind of flopped down flat. So it was like a 1-2-3 kind of emotion. We were all conscious. And two of the passengers were injured. So the pilot had a kind of a cut on his head. He was bleeding. And my father-in-law, Joe, who was sitting beside me, had kind of banged his head and kind of damaged his eye and ultimately broken his pelvis as well. So then the next thing to do then was to kind of get out of the plane, because we hear all these articles about planes going on fire and different things. And there seemed to be some fuel leaking into the door of the plane. So we all gathered ourselves, unclipped our seatbelts, got out and kind of scrambled maybe 30 meters up the side of the mountain and kind of regrouped and tried to make a plan and what to do for the rest of the, how to get out of there.
What's the feeling when you've been in a plane crash and discovered that you're alive and intact?
It's kind of surreal. Like, you have these kind of thoughts going through your head, like, am I dead? Am I just kind of freaking out here? And then it's like, the instant fight or flight mode, like the adrenaline's pumping and you're trying to get down the mountain and survive. We were in like heavily dense vegetation, like heavily treed woods, and we're just trying to figure out how to get out of there.
How did you get out?
So so when planes crashed, there's a kind of a transponder or some sort of beacon that goes off. So there was one of them in the plane, and then the guide and the pilot both had one of them as well. So ultimately, the authorities knew that we had gone down, but we couldn't be rescued from where we were. There was too many trees, and we needed to hike down the mountain to try and find a stream and then follow that stream downstream, I guess, to find a clearing where we could be rescued. So we were walking through dense vegetation for maybe 3.5 or 4 hours.
And your father-in-law was doing this with a broken pelvis?
Yeah, he had a broken pelvis. So we were carrying him some of the way, just trying to kind of get everyone down as fast as possible. There was a level of urgency to it as well because of the animals in the area. So while we hadn't seen guns at all, guns came out on the pilot and on the fishing guide just for our safety.
And when you say animals, we're talking bears and mountain lions and wolves.
Yeah, exactly. And they said that the moose with the baby moose, the moose mother with a baby moose is very, very dangerous as well because they can be very aggressive.
So when you got to the clearing, how did you then get out of it?
So about 90 minutes after we arrived in the clearing, a military Pave Hawk helicopter arrived, landed on kind of the sandbank that we were on, and then they flew us to Port Allsworth, which is a close 10-minute flight away. And I believe it's just one of those military stopover towns. It's based right in the mountains. From there, Joe needed to go to hospital. He's my father-in-law. So Joe and I were flown to Anchorage Hospital, where Joe received some treatment.
How is Joe now?
He's okay. Like, he's very banged up. He was such a warrior on the day. He was by far the worst injured. He hemorrhaged one of his eyes and he broke his pelvis. So he put a serious shift in to get down the mountain in as good spirits as he did. And he's stiff and sore, as you'd expect from a broken pelvis. But beyond that, he's going to be okay. He's going to make a full recovery.
Well, if you're talking to him, send him our regards. How are you? Because I assume it must give you a slightly different look at day-to-day life if you've had to survive a plane crash and hike your way away from bears, moose and wolves.
It was definitely an adventure. Yeah, I think like I'm a bit kind of hyper after it for sure. Haven't fully settled back into life. It was kind of hard to focus and work for the last few days and things like that. But beyond that, I'm just looking forward to never getting on one of those planes ever again.
Who knew that fly fishing was so dangerous, son?
I know, yeah. It's kind of thing that, yeah, it's the kind of sport that you age into. And yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Well, it is great that everybody made it out alive. Sean, thanks very much for coming on and telling your story. That is Sean Killeen there, who, as you heard, managed to survive the crash of a de Havilland Beaver plane in Alaska and the hike down a mountain, including the hike with his father-in-law with a broken pelvis.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.